Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, live here on 570 KLIF or on iHeartRadio app, which is really cool. And I know a lot of people listen that way, and they love it because they can listen on their phone, they can listen on their iPad, what have you. It's awesome. So, you know, last week's show, you know, we kind of began talking about change, and I really kind of opened the show with the definition of insanity as defined by Einstein. And, you know, with that in mind, we realized that change is necessary. It's necessary for us to, what, end insanity. You know, because insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, right, and expecting different results. And that's since we continue to do the same thing over again and getting the same or worse results without making that change. You know, we as humans really, we're always discussing about wanting to change the world. You know, to make it a better place. And we want to do that for whatever reason, you know, this reason or that, you know. But however, we rarely think of ourselves when it comes to change. You know, because who are we kidding? Most of us think of ourselves 24/7, right? I mean, some of you listening, I'm not going to include you in the me group. But most of it, you know, you are. And if you could see the emoticons that I have right now above my head, it would be a smiley face with a tongue hanging out. LOL, just kidding, LOL. I always like to see that when you're on Facebook and somebody makes a comment that's a genuine, I don't know, cut down possibly, or just annoying comment. And their next thing that they always put is a smiley face with LOL and JK. But in all honesty, you know, we've all heard of Tolstoy. And you know, Tolstoy actually made a comment one time. He said, everyone thinks of changing the world, right? But no one thinks of changing himself. You know, I realize that our world is far from perfect. And I know that there's a valuable in change. And the change that we can be made by many of you that are actually listening to the show can change the world right now. And I realize and I appreciate your belief in the show as well and your dedication to listening and growing the show on a weekly basis, you know, and telling your friends and your family and your coworkers, anyone that's going to listen to you, basically tell them about the show. And I appreciate that. You know I went off on a tangent real quick, but, you know, sometimes you have to go off on these important tangents. And growing the show and getting more people listening and involved will also change your world too, because if you believe in what's going on in this show and more other people get to hear it, then guess what? The world starts changing. But let's get back to you. You know, when we're talking, we all find ourselves in a similar predicament, you know, where change would do us good. You know, however, we're really scared. We get scared, or we don't know how to make the change, or we really have no direction to making real significant changes in our life. You know, some changes are really crucial for your life's future. You know, the explicit need to get out of immediate danger, you know, from a bus coming at you. You know, you got to get out of the way. You got to make a change. Or to get sober. Or to leave, you know, leave a life of crime that will eventually lead to some sort of death. You know, but most of us aren't really facing those essentially change right now issues. You know, a lot of us can be in, bad relationships, or we could have careers that are eventually going to kill us. You know, or sometimes we can find our fate in someone else's hands. You know, most of us aren't dealing with those extreme need for change. But we're dealing with some sort of life issue, right? That may change for the better if we make some sort of conscious change. You know, after listening to last week's show, after me giving last week's show, you know, I know that a lot of folks realize the change or changes that they need to make in their life instead of being only dependent on the pharmaceutical and the alcohol makers. You're actually getting better sleep since you've admitted the fact that you need to make a change. So what is a change that you need to make? What's been keeping you up at night? What have you been discussing with anyone who's going to listen to you? You know, when we turn on the TV or we open a magazine, we see the people we know who need to make these major changes in their life. Lindsay Lohan is the first that comes to mind when we discuss insanity, right? And remember that picture we were talking about last week in the dictionary that's next to insanity? That would be a good description. You know, I was thinking about that. Think about if a child was doing like some sort of spelling bee And, you know, the judge or the person giving out the word said, insanity. Spell insanity. You know, and the kid's like, could you define that for me, please? I can see the judge actually holding up a picture of Lindsay Lohan saying, insanity. Because, you know, we see her and we know she has some true problems. And not that all of us aren't problem free. Okay, let's not throw stones. But she has some real problems that only she, not Betty Ford, not all the people talking, not any of that, only she can change, right? And without that change, she'll end up otherwise in jail again, or more rehabs again, or she's going to end up dead. And, you know, there's a lot to that. I mean, I know that a lot of you listening don't have a drug problem or what have you, but a lot of you are in a bad situation you don't like, either in a relationship or you're in a career you don't like. You know, and some of us are dealing with issues on that level, on the Lindsay Lohan level. But most of you aren't. You know, you're just unhappy. You're not getting out of life what you want. And you know you can have. You know, it was interesting. I was looking up Lindsay Lohan and the idea of change earlier tonight. And I'm looking through it and I find an article, you know, about her saying that she's going to make this change. She's going to really go that extra mile and, you know, go to the rehab and do that kind of stuff. And I was like, okay, this must have just come out. But then I realized the date on that article was March of 2010. So that was a little wild. I mean, go figure. That was 2010. We're in 2013.
Groundhog Day, huh? Yeah.
Groundhog Day. What do we have for them, woodchuck chuckers?
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. I mean, you know, I understand doing the same thing and expecting the same results, or I'm sorry, expecting different results, but doing the same thing for that much time? And going through all this?
And not getting any results, you know? It's you know, Lindsay, is it really worth it?
Exactly. What are you getting out of it?
You know, I mean, being a wild and crazy chick, you know, and I don't know if you've seen any recent pictures of her, but it's not doing anything for her looks.
Really?
Here's a memo to you, Lindsay. Maybe your agent didn't explain this to you, or maybe you were too high to, you know, process the information. But in Hollywood, young actresses are judged by their looks.
I'd have to probably grant that one, you know, unless they're just an amazing actor with the capability, you know.
But her career is based on her looks, you know.
I'd have to give you that probably, yeah.
I mean, so there you go. Yeah, I really hope it's all worth it, but something tells me 10, 15, 20 years down the line, when she's, you know, in a gutter somewhere, she's going to kind of regret her choices.
And in that case, you know, you hope that she's in a gutter. You know what I mean? I hate to say it, but this way, the way that she's going, you know, unfortunately, it might not end up that way.
Yeah.
And she might not have any recourse. I was just looking on the internet right now on Google, and they had something. It was kind of crazy. It was a concept. I guess it's a 60-second montage of 25 years in 60 seconds. They're showing how her face is changing. That's wild.
Well, case in point, huh?
Yeah, that's amazing. You're right on it. I mean, it's crazy. And I mean, you know, but we all do to some degree, right? We all do something like that. We all pull a Lindsay Lohan to some degree on a daily basis, right?
Not to that extent, but...
Well, yeah. I mean, and if you are to that extent, please call us and we'll discuss that offline. And I can help with some coaching on that and get you back into back on solid ground. We can work with some things and get it done. But for the most part, I realize that that's not the case. So, you know, last Sunday, we really discussed, you know, we started discussing the 7 tips and tricks for making necessary changes in your life, right? And, you know, we talked about that, and we didn't get to all of them. So I think we got to 3. So tonight, we're really going to go through those 7 tips. We'll kind of graze over the first 3, because I think you got that. But, you know we don't really love change. We don't even really normally like change. You know, but if change were easy and change were fun, then everybody would be doing it and making, like, this great life, you know? It's like changing jobs, careers, business relationships, cities, the people you hang out around, your personal relationships, marriage, divorce, what have you. You know, these changes can seem overwhelming at the initial point of change. But if you don't do anything and you just sulk, you just get angry, or you just, I can't say that word, it starts with a B, to everybody that'll listen, that becomes a problem. Because you have some real things that need to be changed, but you're too scared to make the change. So not only are you upset about the situation you're in, right? You also become upset with yourself. And like I was talking about last week, you know, when you are in a fight, and let's say you're on a street, you're in a street fight, right? You're in a street fight, you're in the middle of the street, you're having a fight, and you're fighting one person. That's one person. And you know what? You know, it's kind of more of an even kill, and no pun intended. It's more of an even fight. But when you're fighting two people, right, and you're trying to hold two people off you, that makes things more difficult. So what if that second person is you? Because you're mad at yourself for not making the changes. And that becomes a real painful situation because you're not only fighting the situation, but you're fighting yourself. And we talk about how stress and anger and internal stress really does cause, I believe, causes some sort of diseases. I believe that cancer might be a byproduct of internal stress, especially when it's a personal internal stress against yourself. Because you're angry at yourself for not following through with something. And that's when we find ourselves being pushed and bullied around by people that supposedly know what's best for us and has our best judgment at heart. And we're going to talk about that later on because that's one of the most important things to really watch and to avoid, especially when we want change and we want success in our life. So don't turn the channel. Don't turn the knob. Don't change it off iHeartRadio because later on in the hour, we have the Perspectives Pulse, as well as a friend of mine, Dr. Adelglass. You've seen him on Big Rich Texas. We'll be joining us too later on in the hour to discuss some things for the summer that's inherently important to everybody that doesn't want to have that 60-second, 25-year video of themselves where they look like they age in 5 seconds. So we want to kind of dismiss that and, get the power back in our hands when it comes to that because summer is here. And unfortunately, I think this might have been one of the last days in Dallas that we're going to have good weather, but we can pray about it. We can think about it. So stay tuned. Keep it on 570 KLIF. Keep it on iHeartRadio, and we'll be back in two shakes.
If you or someone you know has been injured due to someone else's negligence in the Dallas area, take action. The Ailman Law Firm works on a contingency fee basis, so clients owe no attorney's fees and will not be required to pay any costs until a recovery is obtained for the client. Sergio E. Ailman is an experienced personal injury attorney in the Dallas area and will help you determine the options for repairing your car, handling any medical expenses, and lost wages. The Ailman Law Firm will fight hard to establish and prove the extent of damages to help individuals receive the compensation they deserve. Car accidents, trucking accidents, wrongful deaths, motorcycle accidents, slip and fall, and workplace injuries. Attorney Sergio Ailman believes in his clients' cases, and the primary goal at Ailman Law Office is to help you recover from your traumatic experience. Call the Ailman Law Firm today at 214-373-7774. That's 214-373-7774.